was asking him, oh, his sister called. She didn't desert me after all.
Hello, it is July 7th, 2014. Welcome to Dallas Snyder's Talk tonight. Tonight's subject, or this month's subject, is building.
Build up.
Build up. And here's Dallas.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as usual, it's so nice to see gods and goddesses collected in one room. And I do hope that that is finally sinking into you and that you realize that you truly are a god and goddess. The other thing to keep in mind is this idea of metaphysics. We talk about metaphysics all the time. What is metaphysics to begin with? It just means what's seen comes from things that are not seen. There's always something behind everything. There's something, we can call it God, we can call it metaphysics, we can call it anything we want. But there's always an unseen power going on. And the reason why people get confused about metaphysics and so forth and think that metaphysics doesn't actually exist is because you cannot measure it. You cannot see it and you cannot taste it. And therefore, people think, well, if you can't measure it, it doesn't exist. And that's a scientific way of looking at something. But we are becoming closer and closer. Scientists are becoming closer and closer to the idea that they realize that there is something behind everything. Something causes this whole thing. Many people think that it's a chance thing. People, us humans, are a chance thing. You must get that out of your mind. You know, there was such a thing that we call the Big Bang. And they can prove that and they can see that. And that's what we're going to stick with until something better comes along. But in doing that, we have to get rid of some of the other things, jettison all the stuff that we learned, like Darwinism. We can look at that, and it's an absolute theory, and it's an absolute hypothesis, but it's not what's doing the whole thing. It has this thing of evolution and so forth, and we came from monkeys and so forth. It's absolutely preposterous. It cannot be found anywhere. They're always looking for the missing link. They'll never find the missing link. And there's no, in the geological strata, there is no missing link at all. And by this time, we would find such a thing. So what I like to do and like to say is we are intentional beings. We were intended to be this type of human being, because this type of human being that we are, even though we are nothing but a sack of water, by the way, and we're just enclosed in this water, that's all we are, is a bag of water. We're the only beings that are capable of holding spirit. We can hold spirit. The Neanderthals and stuff that went before us, they couldn't hold spirit. So, they are no longer here with us, you see. This thing called consciousness, by the way, can take any shape, any form that it wants. And when it takes a shape or form that's not working, it eliminates them. It eliminates them. But we are intentional beings. And I hope you realize that, how important you are, not only to yourself, to this world, but to the whole universe. You are connected with it, and you have an intention here of doing something. What? Learning what you're really here for, learning what this whole thing, this life experience, this journey through life is all about. And we're off track most of the time with that, because we listen to the world who tells us we must succeed, we must have this, we must have that, this, that, the other thing. You're here to enjoy yourself. You're here to have fun. You're here to come to the self-realization that you truly are one with this thing called the universe or this thing called God. So try to let that seep in to your consciousness. Very hard for people to grasp it, even for me to grasp it, because the world and the rest of the teachings out there do not do this, you see. So there's more of them than there are of us. But I'm here to tell you that there is such a thing as metaphysics, and that this thing called God, or whatever you want to call it, is behind everything. Is behind everything. All the energy in the universe, you know, is made from one particular thing. We're made from one particular thing. Everything is made from one thing. It's called a proton. We're just made filled with protons. And all protons are energy. Energy that started with the Big Bang and is continuing. The energy that you have now inside of you started with the Big Bang. There's been nothing added to this universe since the Big Bang. So, think of those things. Try to expand your mind and your thinking. We have to get out of the idea of what we learned when we were children. In any church you went to, you learned all this simpleness, all this twaddle and so forth, which is absolutely not true. Not true. It's all man-made. All that stuff is man-made. Somebody came up with all those ideas. Look at the Catholic Church came up with the seven stations of the cross and so forth. You know, God didn't write that down and say, you know, I want you to have a church with seven stations and you run around praying and so forth. No. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. What I'm trying to point out here is, use your mind and realize that you can practice that type of religion. You can practice that stuff, but you're not going to grow. You're not going to grow. I mean, how long has the Catholic Church been around and so forth? And is it growing? No, I don't think so. In fact, I think it's shrinking if it's doing anything at the present moment. Because as we become more intelligent, we cannot swallow all that twaddle anymore. It just doesn't make sense to us. And yet they ask us to believe that. I was never able to do that. Maybe you people warm. And it doesn't matter if you do it. It's fine. But know, what I'm trying to say here is know that behind everything is a power, is a life, is something that we will never see. That's why it says in the Bible, no one will ever see the face of God. We'll never see it. But we know it's there. We know there's just a power there. We never see the wind, do we? We never see the wind, but we see the effect of the wind. Leaves blow around. Leaves in the trees blow around. But you don't see the wind. And that's the same way with this thing that we call God, or this thing that we call spirit. You're not going to see it. But you have to know that it's there. And you have to know that you can use it. And you can call upon it. It's always just waiting for you to call upon it. You see, that was that whole thing that you liked with Emerson said, get your bloated nothingness out of the way. Once you get your bloated nothingness out of the way, you can start to experience a much different life, a life of spirit, you see. So think of those things. That's all this teaching is about, is to open up your mind to think differently. Or think differently so that you can have a better life for yourself, so that you're not afflicted with what I call the nits and fleas of life. You do not have to have that stuff. You do not have to be filled with fear. You do not have to be filled with fear. And most people are filled with fear. Fear of something. You cannot have yourself filled with fear kind of expect to communicate with spirit or expect to communicate with this thing that we call God. God knows nothing about fear. Fear is a man-made thing. And it was whoever invented it should be shot, to tell you the truth. But we use it as a motivator, don't we? We say, oh, I have to make a lot of money because I'm afraid, you know, that I'll get old and won't have any money, you know. It's always fear. It's fear. So anyway, think on those things and see what your mind tells you. And just use that. It's a meditation. Use it as anything. See what your mind is telling you. See what your thoughts are telling you. You see? And remember, you can change your thinking. Anytime you want, you can train yourself to think the thoughts that you want to think. And that's what we want to train ourselves to be able to do. And when these thoughts come into our mind that we don't like, thoughts that do not build us up are absolutely useless. Absolutely useless. You must always be thinking thoughts that build you up, that make you and to the spiritual being that you truly are. But we don't hear that very often. We don't hear that from the outside world. Now, when I was growing up, the philosophy there was, of course, never to build anybody up, but to tear them down. Do you remember if you went out for sports and so forth, they yelled and screamed at you and told you you were a mess and this and that, and they thought that would make you into a good player by yelling and screaming at you and always putting you down in some way. Well, I'm here to tell you to build yourself up and build other people up, you see. Use your thoughts to build yourself up, not to tear yourself down. And so many of us allow thoughts into our mind, don't we, that do not build us up. Thoughts that tell us you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right, you're not enough, you don't have enough, and you don't do enough. You do not want that in your consciousness, in your thinking. You want to always be building something up yourself. Other people, say something nice to other people. Build them up. Always build them up. Years ago, I lived in Utica, New York, and I lived with an Italian family, the Gucci's. And Mrs. Gucci used to say to me, Dallas, you must remember, and this is long before metaphysics, you must remember, Dallas, that there's always enough good in someone to cover up the bad. And I always remember that. You see, there's enough good in them to cover up all the bad. But what do? We concentrate on the bad parts of people. If we concentrate on the good parts of people, the other stuff you will not see any longer. People will develop into what you think they are. You see? They will become what you think they are. But we, individually, must think of ourselves as much more than we are. We must build ourselves up. Wait a minute. That all those sayings or whatever they were in our development, in our childhood and so forth, that people didn't build us up. Forgive yourself, forgive them, forgive everyone, and go back to building yourself up. That's the only way to make life worth living. Putting people down is the easiest thing in the world to put people down. It's the easiest thing in the world to see the bad parts of something. Look at this city. When people talk about this city, I love this city. I find no fault in this city whatsoever. But the first thing is people say, oh my God, the traffic's horrible. Oh my God, the traffic's horrible. And they just keep concentrating on the bad traffic. That's not building this city up. It's not building you up. It's not building anybody else up. You see, to concentrate on those things. That may be all well and good. Yes, there's tons of traffic out there. And maybe the freeways do get jammed and so forth. But I have never experienced that. I have never experienced that because I don't believe in it, you're saying. I don't believe that the traffic does this, that, and the other thing. And if I got out from my hill, I can see what the freeway is doing. If it's fast up and so forth, I don't get on it, for goodness sake. I mean, let's use our heads and our wisdom and so forth. Oh, I sat in traffic for 4 hours. Well, you're an idiot. Get off, you know. Get off the freeway. So anyway, build this city up. See this city as the most beautiful thing in the world. All cities are the most beautiful thing in the world. This world that we live in is the most beautiful thing. There's tons of things to build up, not to tear down. But we tear it down. We allow our minds to tear things down. And I don't know, it's like thinking, it's always easier to think negative thoughts. They come much faster than positive thoughts. Why that is, I do not know. But don't do it to yourself. Build yourself up. Build other people up. Say, oh, you look good today. I like your costume. I like your shoes. I like this. Do something to build people up. Instead of saying, ugh. Or when you're mind, you meet somebody and they look good, but there's one thing you're like, oh, look, his teeth are crooked. You see? Now all you do is concentrate on the crooked teeth. Could be the most beautiful person in the world. Oh, they had teeth there, you know. And that probably only happens in the United States, because the rest of the world doesn't have straight teeth. You know, they don't go through all the dentistry and stuff that we do. People in England still don't put braces on their teeth. You know, they have teeth going in every damn direction. I don't know how they eat, do you?
And stained.
Right, and stained. So, don't concentrate on those things. Build the people up. Look at all the good things about the person, you know, instead of that one thing. I was thinking the other day, if I had a church, what would I call it? The Church of Plank.
Plank.
You see, because I always have a plank in my eye, and I'm always out trying to find your splinter. You know, I'd call it the Church of Plank. All churches are that, aren't they? They never build anyone up. And they don't see that plank in their eye, but boy, they can find a splinter in yours very quickly. Very quickly they can do it. That is not building people up. That is not building people up. I have come to the point in my life that I know perfectly well, if I say something or do something that is not building somebody up or myself, it comes back and gets me every time. It comes right back around and grabs a hold of me. So we have to do it for our own consciousness, for our own mental health. We have to build people up. We have to build the world up. And what is wrong, you know, with giving a person a compliment, with building somebody up, you know? I don't understand that. When I was a child, my brother and I both said, I remember to my father, well, you never say anything good about us, that we did good things, you know. He looked at us and he said, I'll tell you when you do something wrong. I'll tell you. And that's the philosophy of so many people still have and grow up with it. But I'll tell you, people need to be told that they're wonderful. They need to be told that they're okay and so forth. That's building somebody up, you know. Saying, well, I'll tell you when you do something wrong. That didn't help at all, you know. And I remember that and I laugh about it now, and I certainly don't hold it against my father. I hold nothing against my mother and father. I never had children. I never did the stuff that they did. How would I know what's going on? You know, they did the very best they knew how to do. That's all I can tell you. And I'm delighted I don't have that. I run into so many people that the first thing on their mouth is what their parents did. And what, you know, they did this to me and that. Well, my run friend, who's older than I am, every time I see her, she says, well, you know, my mother was a mean, hateful woman. She never had time for us. I said, her name's Gloria, I'll use her name. You'll never listen to this. I said, Gloria, what did you expect your mother to do? She was a single woman with five children, and she worked. And didn't you have food on the table? Well, yes, but she never had a conversation with her. I thought, well, hell, she never had time to have a conversation with her. She was too tired and too busy. What did you want? An intellectual conversation? Be thankful that the woman was as decent to you. You know, we get the wrong ideas in her head. You see, we get those wrong ideas. She has this idea that her mother was mean to her. Her mother was this. Her mother probably wasn't mean to her at all. Probably wasn't. I never get into that with her. She's going to take that with her to the grave, you see. And if you, my other philosophy of that is, if you think that death improves you, you're absolutely wrong. Death does not improve you. Not at all. Does anyone remember the story of when Joan Crawford heard that Betty Davis was dead? She said, doesn't mean she's changed. So many people think they'll change when you die. If you don't change now, you're not going to change. It's going to just continue, you see. So make up your mind to change now. Make up your mind to build yourself up. Make up your mind to build other people up, to say nice things about them and about yourself, you see. It works so much better. It makes you happy, it makes them happy, and it certainly contributes to the consciousness of this world. And here again, this is something that you may not forget. We have what we call a collective consciousness. And the reason we are living here the way we do with this very present moment is because of that consciousness. But we can change that consciousness. We can add to it. By building people up, we make that consciousness, that thought atmosphere, better. You see, it's your thought atmosphere. And we want to make that better. We want to make the thought atmosphere of the world, or the collective consciousness, or what you people know as race mind, you see. We have to change the consensus of race mind. Now, here again, I'll point something out that you may know, you may not know. So many people, when we talk about race mind and so forth, especially in metaphysical teaching, it is the collective consciousness of the race at the moment. But there's not race consciousness, a race mind, and the mind of God. You see, there's not. Race consciousness is contained within the mind of God. You can never have two minds working at the same time. You cannot have that. So this race mind, which is contained in the big mind, we have to get it cleared up so that it can expand and become even bigger, but by building it up into thoughts of God, into what God is doing, what's going on, you see? That's how you do that. So, people say, oh, well, it's just race mind, we do it in race mind. But we are causing race mind also. You're the ones that are manufacturing that. No one else is manufacturing anything. It's always done unto you as you believe. And you are always the cause under your own experience. If you're having an experience and you think somebody else is causing it, get out of metaphysics. get out of metaphysics. You have to know that you are the cause onto everything that comes into your life. You are causing it. You are causing it with what? Your thinking, your mind, your consciousness. You're doing that. So when you have a consciousness that wants to build things up, wants to build the world up, wants to build other people up, wants to build up the community, always building up, lifting up, building up, lifting up, building up. Now you're on the right path. And when you do that, you're becoming closer and closer to this thing that we call divine mind. You see, even though we may not know exactly what that is. Doesn't it always feel better, people, when you're thinking positive? Don't you feel better and your whole body feel better? The whole thing feels better because we were made to think positive thoughts. But we got off the beaten path and we allowed negativity to come in and we started to think negative thoughts. Now, many people will tell you that happened when they ate the apple from the tree of good and evil. I don't know when this happened myself. But I realize that I feel so much better when I'm positive. I feel so much better when I'm building myself up or somebody else up or saying something nice. I feel so much better. This body was made to run on positive thoughts. Now, you can run it on negative thoughts, but it won't run as well. Everyone here has a car. You know perfectly well if you put gas in the car, it runs nicely. If you put kerosene in the car, it will run, but not very nicely. And that's the same way with your body. When you think positive thoughts, you can run your body wonderfully. When you're thinking negative thoughts, it's just like drinking kerosene or putting kerosene in your car. Positive thoughts. Now that in itself, if you realize that you feel better when you're thinking positive thoughts, then why don't you do it all the time? Why do you think you ever have to think a negative thought? See? There was a book out years ago. Does anyone remember the name of it? It was called You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought. You can't afford the luxury of a negative thought. Years ago, I thought it was fun to be negative. Oh, it was entertaining. You had a cocktail party or something. It was very entertaining. Everyone fell into that, didn't they? Oh, and we thought, oh, this is living. And it wasn't living at all. It wasn't living at all. Negativity is not living. And we do not have to have it. And here again, we bought that bill of goods. You see? We fell into the idea of opposites. If you have positive, you must have negative. No, that's not true. You can think positive thoughts constantly. So use that as an experiment. Feel your own body. All this stuff, all this metaphysical stuff that we pour out there or spout out can be proved, people. And one of the ways to prove it is think negative thoughts and see how you feel. Then change it and think positive thoughts and see how you feel. You see? You have to test all these things. Don't take my word for it. Test it and see. Now, once you find the answer to that and you know it, now you've learned something. See, I can tell you constantly, think positive thoughts, think positive thoughts. But till you know that you can do that and it does make your body feel better, you don't grasp it. You see? You don't grasp it. It's a do-it-yourself project, people. All of life is a do-it-yourself project. And all of life is an inside job. It's done from the inside out. So So think of that. What's going on? What's going on with my thinking? What's going on with this, that, or the other thing? And then you'll see the difference in yourself. You'll see the difference in everything about you. Build up. Build yourself up. Build other people up. And you'll see what happens. People respond to compliments, to anything that builds them up. People respond to that. And so many people say, well, I'll wait. You know, what are you waiting for? You know, what are you waiting for? Some people say, well, I have more time. I have time to do this. You don't have any time. You don't have any time. Your time has run out. You only have the now, people. What are we waiting for? Either we do it now or we don't do it. It's so easy, so simple to think of that, you see. And don't get caught up in this thing called time. It's just an absolute illusion. It's an absolute illusion, this thing called time. Oh, I don't have time to do this. You have time to do anything that you want. You have time to do anything that you want. So do it for yourselves. And do it as soon as possible. Each day, try these different things. Each day, work on this. Keep working on it and working on it. Till finally, it'll happen. It takes practice. You have to practice this. Morning, noon, and night. You see? That's how you achieve anything. Persistence and practice. You have to practice. And don't give up, please. You know, when I got into this teaching, I never gave up. Each time I learned something, a little, but it was interesting. And was exciting. And that's what you want to make this, interesting and exciting for yourself. So when you build yourself up and you build other people up, you're adding good stuff to race mind. You see, we're the ones who add the stuff. We're the ones that are causing all this stuff that's going on. Because we believe in something that we were taught when we were children that's no longer necessary. It's no longer necessary to do that to yourself. You see? We want to grow, don't we? You people, and I think it's wonderful that you come here week after week. So you must want to be able to change. You must want to be able to find something better and different. And the ones that have been here longer and longer, aren't you feeling better about yourself and about life and so forth?
Absolutely.
Yes. If not, then this teaching doesn't work. You see, this teaching doesn't work. Now I'll throw in this little land of Nod one more time. You know, my brother and sister constantly are in that church of theirs. They haven't learned a damn thing. They haven't grown. It's not helping them get through life. This teaching is a practical teaching to help you get through life so that you can use it to accomplish what you want. So you can feel good about yourself. Now those two, my brother and sister-in-law, church since day one. And they don't feel good about themselves. Now, do you think that that church is serving them? No. If the church doesn't build them up, you see, who's going to? If this teaching, if I can't build you up, then who can? What can? You see? We have to think of those things. We have to be the ones to build, you see, and we don't. These other, well, I always use that as a blanket thing, and I'm almost sure it's a blanket with the brand name churches out there. I have never been to one once where they said, you're an absolutely wonderful, marvelous person. they usually say, have you been saved? And I usually say, from what? You know? And then that doesn't go over big with them either. So I don't know exactly what they want when they say that. They think they know how salvation or whatever they're looking for. But I'm here to tell you, you're already saved. You do not need salvation. What you need is to appreciate yourself, to build yourself up, to say good things about yourself, and not wait for somebody else to do that. Remember the other week, that young man said to me, well, you don't respect me. I said, sorry about that. I respect everybody. I respect everyone. If you think that somebody's not respecting you, it means you don't have any respect for yourself. You see, we're always looking for something outside of ourselves, and we're always looking for something from somebody else. You have to get it from yourself. You have to get it from yourself. What's the biggest thing that most people are looking for outside of themselves? And they're always looking in the wrong places. Pardon?
Love.
Love. Everyone is looking for love outside of themselves. And love is inside of you. And once you love yourself, then you can love other people. And you don't burden the other person. How many people do you know that burden the other person? Oh. You never want to be a burden to anybody else. And you don't want to be a burden to yourself. So if you learn to build yourself up, if you learn to love yourself, if you learn to give yourself respect, then you're adding to the race mind, to this collective consciousness, you're adding something good. You're adding something good. Always, there's enough good to cover up the bad in anybody. And I was taught that, I must have, well, not me, but 20. I may have been 20 years old when I was in Utica, New York. So that's 50-some years ago. And it has served me immensely to realize that and to look at people differently. The other thing that absolutely always helps me is the idea, Dallas. What do you think you're doing picking that splinter out of somebody else's eye when that plank is in yours? And it's always there, that plank, you know. I work on it. I try to remove it. It's like I'm still working on stopping swearing, but I haven't accomplished that yet. But one day this will happen. But you see, I don't put myself down. I build myself up from those things. I know I have all these little faults and so forth. And that's why I say, Dallas, do you know your faults and so forth? Why are you picking on somebody else's fault? You can't do that. Work on your own self. Change your own self. That's the other thing, what people get into this teaching metaphysically. Oh, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to change that other person, and then that will work. You can never change somebody else. You change yourself. When you change yourself, the other person changes. I don't know. That's a mystery to me, but it's a wonderful mystery, you see. So I absolutely believe that there's a power behind us, one that we cannot see. And that power is metaphysical, you see. Now, science teaches both physics and metaphysics. But science is coming into a line, and they realize now that there's something behind everything. A power that we cannot see. A power that we cannot see. Scientists used to be interested in the atoms themselves along the wall. You know, you've all seen an atom. But now they're interested in what? See, we're interested in the space between that, between all the things, because it's the space between everything that is causing everything, you see. On this plane of action, we only ever see the effect. We never see the cause. And people think they see the cause. You cannot see the cause of anything. You can see the effect of it. You see? And that's what metaphysics is all about. You see? We know that we can get an effect from something. So if you think positive thoughts, you're going to get a positive reaction. If you think negative thoughts, you're going to get a negative reaction. That can be proved up one side and down the other scientifically, you see. That's all that, it's just a scientific fact, you'll be. So learn to think positive thoughts. It's a mathematical equation, you see. Positive thoughts produce positive results. Negative thoughts produce negatives. You see? Easy, simple. But why we cannot get that through our heads sometimes, I don't know. Because we're judging by what? Appearances all the time. And we cannot judge by appearances. We have to judge with what's called rightful judgment. Know that there's something behind everything. Know that you have the power to build something up. That whatever is going on in your life, you are causing. You are causing. You see, the world teaches blame. This teaching does not teach blame. Never. If somebody blames anyone, they're not into metaphysics. You see, and I hear that a lot of metaphysicians think that something else caused this, that, and the other. No, you're causing everything. Remember years ago I used to tell people, I take credit for anything good that happens with 100-mile radius of me. I extend my power out 100 miles the whole way around. And I take credit for everything good that happens. You see? And you have to take credit for those things. You have to know these positive thoughts are going out there. They're building something up. And they're tweeting something for you. Every thought you ever had is still in existence. We don't know exactly where that is, but it's in the, they used to call it the ethers. They're always going back and forth. They're always doing something. I think I told you this story once before, but I'll tell it again. Robert Bitzer, who had the Hollywood Church of Religious Science, he was very sick at one time. Now he was already in his 90s. He was sick. And he said to me, I was so sick, Dallas, that I could not even do a treatment. But he said, then I remembered. Every treatment I ever did was still in existence. See, you have to remember that. You think, oh, I do a treatment. Oh, I did that last week. That's dead. That's no longer. No. It's in complete existence right now. And it's doing its good and perfect work. When you utter stuff, when you do a treatment or a prayer, you have to know that it becomes a living thing. It's still going. It is still working. And it's working for you, you know. Now, I'm not saying give up. Somebody will say, how long do you do treatment? Well, you do treatment until you get the result. But now you don't drive yourself crazy with that either, you know. It's not every 10 minutes, you know. You have to know that what you did is working. What you did is working. Why do people think it's not working? You know, if I put a letter in the mail here and California, I know it's going to get to Pennsylvania, doesn't it? After I drop it in the mail, do I worry about it or anything? No. Once you do a treatment, it's on its way. Do not worry about it anymore. It's doing its good and perfect work right here and right now. You see? Build yourself up. Build on these things. Now, in closing, I would like to say this about people who do treatment work and so forth. Now, when you're doing treatment work, you're never changing the mind of God. You're changing your mind. But you are talking to an intelligent being. And you must talk to it intelligently. And when you say to God, I want this, this, and this, then you don't turn around and think, oh my God, I wonder if God heard me. You know, maybe he's suffering from Alzheimer's. Maybe this is happening. You have to know that this thing that we call God heard everything you said. And what you want is on its way to you. In the Science of Mind book by Ernest Holmes, he said when you want something, when you do a treatment, you must know, even if it's in the darkest, deepest part of Africa, it's on its way to you now. It's on its way to you now. So have confidence. Build yourself up. Do the treatment work and know that it's done, you see, by Freddie and so forth. That's not a positive way, you see. God's not going to let you down. This thing called the universe is not going to let you down. Here's what I want. Here's exactly what I want. Now bring it to me. Now, you can use the word damn in there. I do many times. Damn it, I want it now. You see, that sets up an energy. And I'm not being facetious here about this thing called God, you see. I mean, because I can use the word damn does not mean that, oh, Dallas, you know, you did this to a deity or whatever this thing is that we call God. No, God's not that petty. That's the next thing you must realize. God is not petty. You see? So build your life up. Build yourself up. Build other people up. See the positive in everything. See the positive in everything. If you want to see the positive in everything, you've got to start thinking positive right here and right now. If you want something to change from the negative, you've got to not look at the negative. You've got to start thinking positive thoughts. The negative will go away. The negative will go away. Okay? So, build yourself up. Build other people up. Think positively. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dallas. Well, there's a basket around here in the back of the room where you can put donations. And I believe there's some business cards in there, right? Some of
yes,
your Dallas's cards in there with his phone number. You can call Dallas during the week if you'd like to meet with Dallas. He loves meeting with you during the week. And what else? Is that it? I guess that's it. Thank you.